This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How are banks doing this time around? I'm David Brancaccio. First, there's news today. Retail sales fell much more than expected in March, down 1%. Oil prices have been falling, but it's also we're spending less at restaurants and for cars, electronics, and hardware and gardening. It's been a week of contradictions as we assess the road ahead for the economy. On Fridays, we like to consult Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial, who, like us, had also seen the consumer price index and wholesale inflation calming down.
Great news, really, on the inflation front, both beating expectations to the downside. That's been pretty rare in the last year or two.
Yeah, okay, so there's that. But then the minutes of the Federal Reserve's last policy meeting come out, and they're not beating around the bush when it comes to, we're going to try to avoid a recession. Looks like they see one, not looming today, but soon.
That's right. The Fed staff saying they expect a recession in the second half. The good news, I guess, if there is good news in that, it should be mild, and it should, they say, result in inflation getting back down to 2%, maybe a year earlier than expected. Of course, the reason they see that is they've got the unemployment rate at 4.5% in the first quarter of next year, also a year earlier than expected.
So it's hard to put it all together. It's a contradictory patchwork.
It is. And I think that's maybe the explanation for the message we got from most of the Fed members this week, which was, when in doubt, I guess, raise rates again. They're all pointing to another increase in May.
All right. Christopher Lowe, chief economist, FHN Financial. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Big banks, despite the two medium-sized ones that went bust last month, did very well last quarter, with quarterly results in for all three this morning. J.P. Morgan Chase stock is up more than 7%. Citigroup is up 4.5%. Wells Fargo up about 0.8%, as banks make money by passing along the costs of higher interest rates to consumers.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
U.S. firms are waiting to pump, quote, billions of dollars of cash into the Northern Ireland economy if there's more political stability there. That's according to President Biden, who's visiting Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic 25 years since the Good Friday Agreement helped quell decades of violence. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Leanna Byrne, has been looking at the flows of trade and investment a quarter century since the peace agreement and coming up on 7 years since Britain's vote to leave the European Union.
Ah, smell that sea air. Over the last decade, American companies have put nearly $2 billion into the Northern Ireland economy and created 13,000 jobs, according to the UK government. I'm on a harbour overlooking the Irish Sea in the town of Kilkeel to visit one, Collins Aerospace.
So I'm Stuart McKay, I'm Senior Director of Operations.
Collins Aerospace in Kilkeel has been manufacturing aircraft seats here for about 56 years.
Right. And you have the flag outside, the American flag, so it's an American company. I mean, is it important as well that you have an American company investing in Northern Ireland?
the connection between the Ireland of Ireland and the US is obviously hugely strong over the last probably centuries, even decades, even centuries. And it's a really important thing for us.
When it comes to the economic relationship between the US and Northern Ireland, investment goes both ways. After a drive along the coast, I'm in Newry, a city right over the border. My next stop is FD Technologies, one of Northern Ireland's biggest success stories that expanded into the US. And I'm here to meet David Collins, Managing Director of FD Technologies.
We sort of began our sort of American ventures by taking some of our Northern Irish grads and talent and moving them out to America to service our clients, and from there it's grown. So the makeup of the business has changed quite a lot over the years, and that's heavily sort of US dollar orientated. So about 40% of our business today is US related.
One part of the cross-border trade that has benefited from an open border is grocery shopping. These shoppers told me they've travelled here from the Republic of Ireland because it's cheaper.
Some things, like the toiletries, washing powder and vegetables and things like that, yeah.
We took the ferry here.
And have you noticed things are a lot cheaper?
Yeah, they are a lot cheaper, like for the parking as well.
Well, I come up to Newry every 2 months because I have braces that I come up here to get because it's so much cheaper than down south. Do a little bit of shopping when we're up here, especially because the pound is quite weak at the moment, so we get a lot more bang for our buck up here.
Tony McKeown from the Newry Chamber of Commerce says shoppers from the south contribute a significant amount to the local economy.
We reckon there's probably between 15% of traffic that would come in here to the Butter Crane on the Keys would be southern registration vehicles, and they would probably even spend a little bit more. So they're spending in these places because they're up here, they can spend a bit more. They're up here for a destination shop.
So as President Biden promises that US companies are queuing up to invest in Northern Ireland, we'll see if that funding will come ashore.
Leanna Byrne, Marketplace BBC, close to the Irish border in Killeel, Northern Ireland. Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dooler and Nick Esposito, getting up early to make this all happen for us. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.